All right, in this video, I'm going to actually introduce you to something as simple as the process itself. I want you to see this overview. And if you look at this, you can see here a cycle that everybody goes through. And I'm just going to walk you through each one. We're going to start here with, first, you want to select your method. What are you going to use to measure engagement? Now, there are different levels of organizations and different scales that we're talking about. So anything under a team of about 5 people, you can measure this informally and qualitatively by performing interviews. And I highly recommend the Zipper conversation that is in, I think it's module 4. Could be module 3. In any case, it's in the guidebook. What you'll do is you're going to look for just a conversation, a casual conversation where you create trust and rapport. Now, the advantage to that is it's really easy to do. The disadvantage is you may not get accurate information because it's not entirely anonymous. So one of the pieces that I highly recommend is to consider one of these other resources. The first one is Office Vibe. Office Vibe is a very, very cool little tool. You only need 5 to 10 people to use it, and it allows you to do really, really effective surveys. They've got a whole bank of questions. They give you excellent reporting. They've got tools and templates. You've got a free version, and then you can also upgrade if you want. And so I think this is a better version or option than doing, let's say, Google Survey or even SurveyMonkey, where you have to construct and think of all the right questions. They've already got a bank of great questions. They know what they're measuring, and they can help you with that. Another great tool is Gallup. Gallup has a tool called the Q12. It's just 12 questions. They've been measuring this over 15, 20 years. Very simple, very easy to do, pretty affordable, and has some good external benchmarking against other companies. I think Office Vibe has external benchmarks too. And by the way, external benchmarks are really critical because it tells you whether or not you should care about something. So for example, if you are trying to measure salaries, let's say, and how people are excited, and you score 30%, you might think, oh my gosh, we got a lot of work to do. And then you look at the benchmark, and all the other organizations are scored at 20%. You now know, look, in the industry, that's just the deal. People score that really low, maybe on purpose. And so now you can calibrate and go, oh, okay, so maybe that, even though it's our lowest score, it's not maybe our most important. And then the last resource I recommend is Korn Ferry. This is for much bigger organizations. You're going to want to have at least 300 people in your team or in your company in order to run this one. Very powerful, very robust, excellent group of people, fantastic tool. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. You can reference that. I have links in the guidebooks for you. So that's the first and most important thing is start here. The next thing you want to look at is your education triangle. So this is the part of the entire process that is so essential. There are at least 3, I recommend more than 3, but at minimum 3 communication points along the way. And that is one of the things that will differentiate your engagement process from any other and make it effective or a flop is your communication and whether or not you're doing that. So let's look at a couple things. First of all, the education triangle is going to enroll more people. It's going to drive your scores up and it's going to build a lot more trust in the whole process. So pay attention to that, and that's where we're going to start. So the first thing you got to do in the education triangle and the very next step after you've selected your method is enroll your team. Get them engaged. In this training, I've given you templates for exact email communication campaigns for how to enroll people, how to start talking about this stuff, so you can reference that. After you've got them enrolled, you're going to run your survey. Once you've run the survey, usually it's going to last no more than about 2 weeks. You don't want to run it more than 2 weeks, unless you're doing pulse surveys, which Office Vibe uses. That's more frequent check-ins. But I'm thinking about an annual survey. You don't want it to run more than 2 weeks. And then after that, you're going to get the results and you're going to interpret those results. You're going to spend time combing through them, trying to understand, figure out how to prioritize some things. And very quickly, within 3 weeks after running the survey, you want to share the findings with the organization. They need to know and see. Just an email. I've got an email template in the guidebooks. There's a couple of resources there that'll show you how we share the initial findings. Then, after you've just let them know, hey, we got the results, here are the high-level findings, we're going to be going back and really prioritizing and trying to understand the issues and developing action plans. We'll communicate that next. So, when you're doing your action planning, here are the key things to know about action planning. Point number one is you got to pick a few issues. Don't try to select every low score you have and try to solve it. Just a few, otherwise you're going to be ineffective. Number two, involve employees. This is my recommendation. Present to everybody. Show them the results. You know, select the key things. Don't necessarily involve them in all the results, but select the key things that you think are most important and go, how could we improve this? Next, make sure you're selecting things that are relevant to the strategic objectives of the company. Again, don't just choose the lowest score. If it's not something that the company is really driving to improve in, then it may not be the thing you need to focus on. You could kick it down the road. So make sure it's aligned with what you guys are up to. 4, use external benchmarks as a guide. I've already alluded to this. You know, salaries, for example, if the benchmark score is low and you're lagging the benchmark, then pay attention. If you're ahead of the benchmark, even if your absolute score is low, may not be as pressing, okay? 5, make sure you're choosing issues that are low but are also important to employees, right? You're not just picking something that's low because it's low, but make sure that you know this is the stuff that really matters to our team. And last, take advantage of any existing initiatives. So this is, again, around how you're gonna plan action. Make sure you're looking at what are we already doing that might actually support these things, and then link those initiatives to this engagement survey in your communication. Make sure people know that about you. Now, another tip I'm gonna give you is I'm gonna recommend that you use, when you're doing your action planning, consider using the urgent, important, action planning grid, which you can find in module 5, video 9, called Action Planning Hacks. You've got a couple of downloads there. This is a great way to take all the ideas that you get from everybody in the conversation to go, okay, great, we've got tons of ideas, 50 different things we're gonna do. Let's prioritize now. What are the ones that are gonna be plotted, where and when and how? And so that can be really helpful. Then what you do is you communicate all of that to everybody and let them know. Now, that's not listed here in the communication triangle, but it's a really helpful one you can do. It'll increase your impact for sure. After that, go ahead and execute your plans. Then report the progress. So you've told them, here's what we were going to set out to do. Here are our priorities. After 6-8 months, let people know, hey, and it's a really good idea to let people know just before you're about to run the survey again, because you can say, hey, here's everything we did. Here's what the kind of movement we think we've gotten. We're looking forward to running the survey again. And what that does is it tells everybody, I care a lot about you and what you have to say, so much so that we've really taken our time to respond to the things you've said. If you follow this format and this cycle, and you just keep repeating this once a year, you will, I guarantee, increase and drive your engagement scores up, just like you saw people at Aspen Heights do. And your scores may vary, they may go higher, they may go lower, doesn't matter, but you will see a difference. Next video, we're gonna talk about the biggest mistakes to avoid.